This episode of Vegas Nation is brought to you by STN Sports from Station Casinos. STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus for up to $50.
We are excited to know where we're going to be playing and excited to have a city that is excited about having us.
Once you're a Raider, you're always a Raider, no matter what city.
We are now the Las Vegas Raiders.
Hey everyone, it's Heidi Fang, Adam Hill, and Miles Simmons, and it's time for another Vegas Nation episode brought to you by STN Sports Mobile by Station Casinos. Keep up with us on VegasNation.com, get the Vegas Nation app, and follow us on social media at Vegas Nation. And for those of you listening to this, wherever you are, subscribe when you see that button on any platform that you are listening on. Okay, guys, so we have some good news and we have some bad news. I'm going to start with the good. Free agency is underway. NFL free agency is underway, giving us some normalcy. Here's the bad news. The NFL draft has now been closed to the public to help prevent the spread of coronavirus, meaning Las Vegas will no longer play host city to the NFL draft in any of its events. All right, this was expected to be huge. It was expected to take place at the Caesars Forum, the Bellagio Fountains. 600,000 people were expected to attend on all of the 3 days. The league will now conduct this as televised to be determined wherever they have this. It'll be planned still for the same dates, April 23rd to the 25th. Obviously, this is a huge blow to the Vegas economy. Miles, what do you think could happen here in terms of how the NFL draft will happen?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's probably going to be some kind of televised event. And you know, how exactly that's going to work, it remains to be seen. But you know, the NFL said they're going to try to be innovative in the way that they do it. So I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, whether it's, you know, they're on a soundstage in New York and then they go to different teams and then the different general managers are like, oh, yes, this is who the guy I'm going to pick, or Roger Goodell is going to come to the center of the stage and he'll say, okay, by the way, with the second pick in the NFL draft, here's who they pick. It's going to be a kind of weird, interesting event in that way. But I think, look, it was kind of inevitable once the CDC decides that they are going to recommend that no gatherings longer than 50 people happen for 8 weeks. And you also had the MGM closing pretty much indefinitely. I believe that's the way it was. Like, look, this thing was going to get taken out of Las Vegas, right? I think we all understood that. So it's now going to be, how are they going to televise and how interesting is it going to be? And we'll see how that works out.
I think it could play out to be very interesting. I mean, everybody has a cell phone these days. You transmit a cell phone, you stick it up someplace, you get the live reaction to everybody that's in a room together, maybe with their family, maybe not with anybody at all. I mean, that could play out to be very interesting to see how the draft prospects are handling this and where they're handling it from. But Adam, I mean, when we talk about the draft not happening here, what kind of economic impact does this have on the city? I mean, this was expected to be like 3 New Year's Eve events in a row.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be massive. There's no question about it. There's going to be a huge economic impact regardless these next couple of weeks. I mean, once you start closing down casinos, I think that's a step nobody even really expected even, you know, 6-7 days ago. This is a rapidly changing thing. And Las Vegas is going to have a, you know, a big uphill battle to face as we head into this time of complete uncertainty. This is a huge loss, no question. Now, the positive side is at some point, Vegas will get it again. It looks like Roger Goodell at least mentioned the two words Super Bowl when he made his statement today. So at some point that happens as well. That will be good things for the city down the road. But, you know, for right now, you can look at it as a huge economic loss. But at the same time, who knows how it would have played out here? I mean, this is a time in Las Vegas where people are kind of scared to travel in general. Who knows how many people would have come. So it could have been kind of a disaster for the city if they would have tried to hold it and it would have, you know, people would have been scared to come out and it just wouldn't have turned out very well. So I think this is the right decision. I think it was an inevitable decision. Certainly once we saw casinos start closing, this was definitely going to happen. So a big, big loss, but it'll be recouped down the road with some major, major events for the NFL. I think the other side of this was kind of the big introduction to Las Vegas as an NFL city, and you don't get that anymore. Instead, it'll be, you know, that first game on TV, provided the season goes off on time. I think all those things are still up in question as well. But big loss for now, but it'll be made up down the road.
Before we get into the Raiders' first big move, their signing that they made in free agency, their first move today, Miles, I wanted to follow up kind of on all of this with you and just see, like, where do you think that Las Vegas could fall in with an event with this being canceled? I mean, the next 2 years of the draft are planned out. There's not a real, like, opening for the Super Bowl until 2025. Where do you think Las Vegas could get their next big event with the NFL from?
Well, actually, Heidi, the interesting thing is that the 2021 draft is planned for the Cleveland, Ohio area. You know, that Canton area, of course, that's where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is. But then actually, it's 2023 that's scheduled for Kansas City. So 2022 is actually still open. So in that particular case, yeah, I think it is a real possibility that Las Vegas could get that 2022 NFL draft. So that is still something that could be on the table. Maybe they discuss that at the next league meetings, which are supposed to be in May. Again, who knows if that's going to be able to go off in Southern California as scheduled. But yeah, I think beyond that, a Super Bowl would be the next kind of big marquee event. And so that one would be in 2025 for the 2024 season. I think that it's almost inevitable that Las Vegas will get that Super Bowl. I think that's something that the league certainly wants to do in order to promote this really nice facility that they're going to have in Allegiant Stadium. And I think it's something that the city of Las Vegas is going to want, especially because of the way that, you know, look, especially after the way this is turning out with the coronavirus and all of that. So I think it's something that certainly is going to be on the table for Las Vegas.
This episode of Vegas Nation will be right back.
Ever wonder why traditional button-ups look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untucked shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked, no matter your size or shape. Their shirts are the perfect untucked length. With more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Don't just take my word for it. Try Untuckit for yourself. Visit Untuckit.com and use the code BLUEWIRE for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's UNTUCKIT.com and promo code BLUEWIRE for 20% off your first order.
All right, well, let's talk about that good news that I promised in the beginning of the show here. The Raiders have made their first move, signing linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski from the Bears, a four-year vet of the league. He's a guy who had 76 tackles last year for the Bears, and he started 8 games for them. He's an inside linebacker. He's a guy that looks to be able to really seek out where the ball is on the field and make a play on it. Adam, what do you think about this signing for the Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, there was no question that the Raiders were going to try to address the linebacker situation in free agency and through the draft. They need bodies. They need effective bodies to play that position. He's just more of a solid presence, a steady guy who played on in a really good system in Chicago, who can make some plays for them. But I think they continue to address the linebacker situation. I don't think they look at this as, you know, the solution to their issues right now. That was a huge area of concern for the Raiders going into this offseason, and they started to address it. Not really surprised that that's where they started to look kind of first here.
Okay, Miles, there's a big name out there still floating around that has not yet signed it with anybody, that being Tom Brady. Do you think that the Raiders will still be in the mix for his for it be able to sign him or not?
I don't expect the Raiders to really be in the mix for Tom Brady. It seems like at this point, it's more or less Tampa Bay, which is now actually the betting favorite to land Tom Brady. Tampa Bay, the Patriots, or the Chargers. Those seem to be, from all the reporting today, the three teams that are really, really in it for Tom Brady. And then I saw a couple of reports that were out there that basically everything that they've heard about the Raiders would indicate that the Raiders are not really in the sweepstakes for Tom Brady. And to me, that makes sense. I think if you look at it from a football standpoint purely, the Patriots seem to make a lot of sense for Tom Brady. The Chargers seem to make a lot of sense for Tom Brady. I don't necessarily know if the Buccaneers do. I think they do have the wide receivers that could certainly, you know, be really impactful. Their defense, I think, would need a little bit of work in order to really be championship ready. But those teams are now the teams that are really in the conversation for Tom Brady. And I don't really expect that it would be the Raiders.
Okay, we're expecting so much more to happen with free agency, but really quick, you mentioned wide receivers, Miles, and Amari Cooper did not come to terms with the Cowboys. Stephon Diggs is tweeting, "Hey, guys, I'm out here. Okay, Adam, when you look at the scope of the wide receiver market, I mean, is there anybody right now that you think would jump off the page for the Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to look at any and all options at wide receiver. They need to find that number one guy. I think they're a unit that, you know, with Darren Waller and his emergence at tight end, with Hunter Renfrow as, you know, kind of emerging as a solid possession guy, and what Tyrell Williams has shown in the past as a number two guy, they're a team that really needs that number one option there. I do believe that's available in the draft. I think it's a really deep draft for wide receivers. And if, you know, a guy like Jerry Jeudy is there at 12, you get him. But I think they are going to continue to seek what they can from the wide receiver market. And you mentioned the guys that are available. I mean, forget who's available. That's not even the case anymore. DeAndre Hopkins wasn't available. All of a sudden, he's on the move. Yeah. And I think the Raiders look at that and say, man, if that was the market for DeAndre Hopkins, that could have been a market that we could have been in. I don't know exactly how that deal all came together. I guess we'll find out in the coming days. But, you know, I think you look around and say, wow, that is a guy who didn't fetch a lot. It seemed like maybe there were some internal issues in Houston, and that's why he was on the move. But if you know, guys like that become available, that's certainly guys the Raiders will be kind of doing their due diligence on and see if they can get them.
Yeah, all right. So we'll get up with everything that's happening on the free agency market when we come back on our regular Thursday podcast with Vegas Nation. And that'll do it for us here today. This has been presented to you by STN Sports Mobile from Station Casinos. Keep up with our regular podcasts and every article, every off-season move on VegasNation.com. Actually, that would be in-season moves now because we're open for business with the NFL. Get the Vegas Nation app and find us anywhere else you find your podcasts. Subscribe, leave us comments. We love hearing from you. And also find us all on social media at Vegas Nation. That'll do it for us here today. Thanks everybody for tuning in.